The Travis King incident comes at a time of heightened tensions between the US and North Korea. King, who is a US Army private currently serving time in South Korea, was on a 12th demilitarized zone when he sprinted into North Korean territory. The demilitarized zone is a piece of land between North and South Korea that's managed by the United Nations. Now conversations between the UN command and North Korea have started for King's possible release. Not saying too much for fear of jeopardizing the process, the UN says its primary concern at this stage is for King's welfare. King was set to fly back to the US to face disciplinary action after refusing to pay for a fine after allegedly damaging public property in South Korea. Jody Jacobs, New York.